we know in its specifics. For most of us, the violence is incomprehensible, so far from our experience. And each year, as we go through that gospel, different parts come to the fore. They come to celebrate a festival, the Passover, a time for family to come together, usually a time for friends to gather, and the stories of faith and freedom to be told. As Jesus eats with friends, welcomed with hospitality in Bethany, even then there are arguments. What one should spend one's money on, how one should care for the poor, and if that woman's extravagant love is wasted. There are words of betrayal. Judas plotting to sell his friend, plotting to give up his teacher even before that meal. All of them in the garden, all of them sleeping. Peter promising faithfulness, so sure he knew himself and his own strength of heart. In the end, denying that he knew Jesus once, denying him twice, and denying him three times. At each move of the story, we know the story. All of them deserted him and fled. As he was before the council, all of them condemned him as deserving death. And once the violence starts, at some point, there is no point in answering. We all know times like that when silence seems the only response, when there is no point in speech. And so that day, Jesus doesn't speak anymore. Pilate gives his judgment. The soldiers each play their part. A man from the country, Simon of Cyrene, is forced to carry Jesus' cross, another oppressive act of the occupying Romans. There are bandits who mock him from their crosses. Jesus is crucified at 9. Darkness comes over the whole land at noon, and at 3 is his agonizing cry, "Why has God forsaken me?" Those watching give him wine, wonder about Elijah, and then he dies. The temple curtain is torn from top to bottom, a sign of God's mourning, perhaps a sign of God's anger at our blasphemy, perhaps a sign of something new. And then it is a Roman centurion who confesses, "Truly this man was God's son." Such a long story of violence and pain and humiliation and betrayal. It's almost more than we can bear to hear. And yet every year, once we are old enough to know about life, we can hear ourselves in it, wondering who it is that we have betrayed or that we have denied or that we have dismissed, wondering what we could have done that would have been different, wondering what we could have done for those we pretend not to know, perhaps people of a different faith or a different race or a different life circumstance, people of a different continent, the randomness of human life that separates us and that we all allow to separate us. In that tale of so much power gone wrong, of so many structures that are so destructive of so many, and of this one, Jesus, that we follow, in that story we know we are there. But also in that story is one moment of strength and hope. Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, we hear, who was also waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God. It has all unfolded, and he waits for the kingdom. He went boldly to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. He bought a linen cloth and wrapped Jesus' body in it. He respectfully laid it in a tomb, a proper burial in the most degrading of circumstances. And I think for us, we can be left with that image among so many others. Despite so much wrong that has been done in our world, despite so many ways, large or small, that we have been wrong, I would speak encouragement to each of us that we sit up tall beyond whatever wrong we have done in life, that we remember that we, all of us, wait expectantly for the kingdom of God. We wait and live and act with Jesus and his friends of all generations who wait expectantly for the kingdom of God. The kingdom when all will be made well. We can speak boldly and act with gentleness and respect. At those times when life has left us with discouragement or sadness or disbelief at all the pain, still in the face of that, we can draw a deep breath and be reminded of those who were there. Mary and Salome, Jesus and Joseph of Arimathea, so many waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God, the vision of God's kingdom drawing them still on to a place of renewed strength, drawing all of us to a place where we can act boldly and with gentleness and respect. This is the beginning of a long week in the story of a broken world, but still we wait expectantly. We and so many wait expectantly. God's peace and God's strength be with you this week and always. Amen.